The DEC team that's been working on the sulfalane contamination had hoped by now to be studying final reports on the problem and preparing to review Flint Hills' plan to clean it up starting about a year from now. But Tamara Cardona, who heads up the DEC team, says that schedule is up in the air now.
There's been a little bit of a hiccup now that Flint Hills is formally challenging the cleanup level established back in 2012.
Cardona can't say how much the schedule will be pushed back by that hiccup. She says that'll depend on whether DEC Commissioner Larry Hardig grants Flint Hills' requests to put the process on hold while he reconsiders the cleanup level that Flint Hills must attain to declare the area's groundwater safe to drink.
As of any other work, it's pending on this decision.
Flint Hills spokesman Jeff Cook declined to comment Friday, but in documents filed with the DEC on December 20th, the company states that the 14 parts per billion level that DEC has set is unnecessarily stringent. The company says the level should instead be set at about 25 times that level, around 363 parts per billion. Flint Hills also requests that the refinery's previous owners, Williams Alaska Petroleum, be required to participate in the cleanup process. The two companies are now entangled in a years-long lawsuit over who's liable and for how much. Cardona says she can't say much about Flint Hills' requests while they're before the commissioner.
Now it's a matter of waiting what the commissioner is going to respond.
The commissioner's spokesman declined to comment on Friday. A spokesman for the attorney general's office says Hardig must rule by the end of February on whether he'll agree to reconsider the cleanup level. And if he does, the spokesman says that process could take several more months. Fairbanks North Star Borough Mayor Luke Hopkins has for more than a year now been urging state and federal environmental agencies to get the cleanup process moving along more quickly. Hopkins says while the bureaucracies plod along and weigh Flint Hills' requests, nothing is being done to stop the sulfalane from spreading through the groundwater underneath North Pole and Fairbanks.
The aquifer is, you know, at approximately the same levels that it had before in terms of sulfalane, and so we just keep seeing the date move on, and I don't see a lot of action happening, and I don't see a plan yet.
North Pole Mayor Bryce Ward says he's at least glad that residents of the area affected by sulfalane are still getting drinking water from Flint Hills while the debate over the appropriate cleanup level plays out.
You know, are they putting a very conservative number out there? I think that that's probably a safe assumption. But the trick is, and the true question is, what is safe for consumption? Personally, I wouldn't want to drink any of it.
Not much is known about the health effects of consuming sulfalane, but tests are about to get underway to answer that question. Cardona says the National Toxicology Program will begin testing this month with laboratory animals. She says results of those tests should be available in 3 to 5 years. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.